There's been a significant spike in salmon bycatch taken by the pollock fleet in the Gulf of Alaska. As KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports, the spike will trigger involvement from fishery managers in the lower 48.
Josh Keaton is a manager with the National Marine Fisheries Service's Alaska office. He says last year's Chinook bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska was less than 8,000 fish. But this year's numbers have been much higher, with a significant spike last week during a series of pollock openers.
When the D-season pollock fishery opened, we saw the number jump from around 15,000 salmon, 15 to 20,000 salmon, to roughly 59,000. So a spike of about 37,000 salmon.
The numbers come from on-deck observers, with most of the bycatch recorded south of King Cove. Keaton says his office is confident the data is accurate. And Julie Bonney, the director of the Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, an industry group that represents ground fisheries, doesn't dispute this.
We're taking this extremely seriously. This is an all-time high for Chinook salmon in the Gulf, at over 56,000 fish for this year. Most of them showed up in the October fishery, and we've never seen this before. So grappling with what to do and what it means is really a big issue for us.
Anytime bycatch of Chinook salmon exceeds 40,000 fish, federal regulators in Alaska are required to notify their counterparts in the lower 48. That's because the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea are feeding grounds for salmon returning to systems all the way down the Pacific coast. In the past 7 years, this has happened only once. In 2007, bycatch was listed as 40,395 Chinook. But at the time, fishery managers argued that the numbers were wrong due to flaws in the methods used to extrapolate observer data. But this time, there's a consensus that the numbers are real, with ramifications for neighboring states and provinces.
The Gulf of Alaska is a major feeding ground for Chinooks from all over. So we get Chinook salmon out of Southeast, British Columbia, the Pacific Council, Washington, Oregon, and California, and also ones that are destined for streams in Alaska. So we want to figure out where these fish are from.
Across Alaska, king runs have been down, with closures in both commercial and sport fisheries.
Everyone guards their kings very closely.
That's Matt Miller, Alaska Department of Fish and Game's sport fishery manager for the northern coast of the Gulf of Alaska. He says king runs have been down and managers are trying to figure out why.
I suspect there's different things going on with climate. Perhaps the fish are moving around in different areas to follow their food. Bycatch is probably a factor in there too, but I don't know how much of a factor. It's probably, people like to point at one thing or another, and I tend to think it's probably a bunch of little things that are all adding up.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will be looking at the issue when they meet in December. Its in-house analysts are now preparing a report investigating the issue for council discussion. But the pollock fishery, which took the lion's share of Chinook bycatch, is also one of the largest in terms of tonnage, revenue, and political clout. Next year's quota is set at 100,000 metric tons. Nevertheless, says Bonney, the industry is on notice and expects the Fishery Council to take a hard look at the bycatch issue.
I'm sure that this will get a lot of attention from the council, where they'll be looking for practical solutions for the fishery and also practical solutions for bycatch avoidance.
I'm Jacob Resnick.